right, folks, welcome back. You are listening to the Power Hour. I'm your guest host, Alex Newman, filling in for Daniel Brigman. And as I mentioned in the first hour, we've got another amazing guest for you. It's Dan Titus. He is the founder of the Monolith Press, and he's also the founder of the American Coalition for Sustainable Communities. He has been on the front lines of what's going on in California for a long time. He's been researching this and active on this fight for over 10 years now, all the way back to 2006. Dan, thank you so much for being on the program with us. And I want you to talk a little bit about kind of what's on your mind. I know you focus a lot on these CCAs and what's going on with sustainable development in California. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Yeah, sure. But before I get involved with that, thanks for having me on, Alex. I appreciate the opportunity. Right now, you know, I'm working on a new campaign. It's actually a video series, which are predicated on a magazine issue of the New American last summer that Bill Jasper penned and worked with Joe Pangiarello with the John Birch Society over here. And the video series is called America, Don't Be Like California. And it's kind of like my swan song. I mean, I'm in the belly of the beast over here, and we're losing a lot of our activists that we've worked with over the last several years. And so I'm excited to explain to your audience what's going on with some of the situations that brought us to this point. You mentioned CCA. Well, what does that mean? That means community choice aggregation. That is basically the government taking over your electrical power in a very stealth, kind of a slimy way of going about it. So community choice, the choice means that you have a choice of using renewable clean energy or dirty energy, and aggregation is adding up the total power in your area so that this new entity can procure electricity on an economies of scale at a cheaper rate. But the problem is when they come into your area, they form these, in California, they form these under what's called a joint powers authority, which is just another unelected board, body, or commission, and it's packed with all the cronies that the elected folks get in office. And the way they couched this thing originally over here, in this example I'm going to give you, is that you would save a whopping 5% on your electricity bill. Well, nobody switches any product or service for a lousy 5%. But once these entities are formed, you're automatically signed up. So this new entity gets a leg up on its competition, which would be your investor-owned utility. Over here at Southern California, Edison, and in Northern California, it's PG&E or Pacific Gas and Electric. Now, what's sadistic about this, there's the blueprint for this is Marin Clean Energy. They were one of the first community choice aggregations or CCA entities in California. And what they basically do is they, in order to claim that they're saving their ratepayers' money, they price match to Pacific Gas and Electric. So there's virtually no savings. And when this all got started, a lousy 5%, like I said, who's going to change for 5%? Nobody. And so basically what happens is you get dumped into this entity, and you get your electric bill, and it looks the same. But by law, they're supposed to inform you for 3 billing cycles that you can opt out at this new entity, okay? And most people don't do it, and then they're stuck in it, and then some of the CCAs that are being formed, you have to pay to go back to your electric company. So that you know, the 5% thing is really it's a misnomer. And then the other part of it is that a lot of the CCAs, again, going back to Marin Clean Energy, they promote their energy as being clean energy when it's really coming from dirty power, from coal power, gas, believe it or not.
Yeah, Dan, let me jump in real quick. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Power Hour. I'm your guest host, Alex Newman, and my guest today is Dan Titus, an amazing activist who really is on the front lines of this in California. Folks, you need to be paying attention to what he is telling you, because this is what's coming to all of America. California is the model. And so, folks, listen here. And, Dan, you know, we've been dwelling a lot on kind of the problem over the last hour and 15 minutes or so. So I know you mentioned you might have to get off early. So I want to spend some time, if you would, just tell us about some of the victories you guys have had. I know you guys are really involved in fighting back against this. I know you've had some incredible victories. So spend a little bit of time, if you would, telling us, you know, about some of what you guys are doing and some of what has been successful in resisting this crazy agenda.
Sure. Well, let me back up a little bit. So we have these things in California called climate action plans. They're voluntary plans that get started through the visioning process. And Alex, as you well know, the visioning process is nothing but a big idea. So how does a big idea get started? It starts with some nonprofit environmental group, which is could be tied to the UN as a non-governmental organization. And so they float these ideas, and then lo and behold, the local planning authority, in this case the Southern California Association of Government, will give a couple of hundred grand to this initiative to get it started and get it to snowball. And in the case of the community choice aggregation, which I was explaining earlier, they funded a business plan. Now, I do business startups for a living, so one of my activists delivered this business plan, which was a joint business plan for San Bernardino County and Riverside County and in Southern California. And if it had taken off, it would have been the largest CCA in the country at the time. And this was spring of 2017. So I got the business plan. I looked at it, and it was pretty technical. It talked about CCAs in general, how they would be set up, the costs and so on. And I found a gentleman who was a power expert in Northern California, Jim Phelps. He's an expert on community choice aggregations. He's been trying to warn cities and counties about this in Southern California, especially in the northern part of the state. So I got the business plan, and I called Jim, and ironically, Jim is from Novato, California, and I asked him if he knew one of my friends up there, and lo and behold, he did. And I asked him if he would review the plan, and this was 2 o'clock on an afternoon, and at 6 o'clock that night, I had a 15-page critique of the plan. Well, what was going to happen, they were going to decide whether they were going to put together this joint powers authority based on a meeting of a council of governments, which is in the county over here. It's called San Bernardino Council of Governments. So if they had approved it that day, this thing would have been a go. So anyway, I took the critique, and I got my activists together, very technical information. We stripped out a lot of the acronyms and so on. And I've learned from experience, if it's not in the public record, it doesn't exist. So, for example, I always train my activists, when you go in to speak to a city council or a public entity, always have a letter or something like that that you're going to read from and that you could hand to the clerk when you go in and get a certified copy from them. And so that, and later, the next meeting, when the meeting minutes are read, it won't say Dan Titus got up there and talked about CCA. It will be in the public record. And we also found out if you do not during public hearings and so on, if you do not respond in writing to these initiatives and so on and bills, you cannot sue on that issue. So just that alone, you've got to go in and get it in writing. So to back up, in regards to this business plan for this community choice aggregation over here, we broke it into sound bites, and we gave it to a number of activists. And one by one, they walked up to the podium and read it into the public record. And so when it came time for a vote, somebody gave an initial motion, and it wouldn't go to a second. They did not get a second for the motion, and it failed. Right there, we sent a shockwave around the country because a CCA, which would have been the largest one in the country, was defeated. And that goes to show you the importance of activism, and also it only takes one person to stand up. Now, my expertise is typically in the background, reading bills, studying them, and putting in, massaging them up into a report, a white paper, to where activists can take that information and go into their elected officials and lobby on the side. One other thing of great importance is.
Oh, very good. Thank you. So it sounds like we lost Dan Titus for a moment. Not sure what happened on his end. But you are listening to the Power Hour. I am your guest host, Alex Newman. If you hear a lot of noise in the background, that's because I am on a boat right now. And we are in New York City. I'm actually on a speaking tour right now, exposing the dangers of the public education system. And so just crossing from New York to New Jersey. And what Dan is talking to us about, you know, I hope everybody's paying real close attention here, because Dan is one of those guys who's in the nitty-gritty of what is happening in California. And as I've said multiple times on this program, what happens in California is the model for how they plan to do all across the United States. So we really need to be paying attention to what they're doing there. And Dan is a really unique guy, because his efforts have resulted in a number of crucial victories against the sustainable development ideologists, against the people doing all sorts of things. My wife, please come over. Against all the people who are trying to take over our communities and destroy our system of government and our individual liberties. So Dan has really... now it sounds like we have Dan back. So, Dan, sorry we lost you, but please pick up right from where you dropped off.
Right. I think I was talking about the victory that we had back in the spring of 2017. So we get the victory. Now, remember, I mentioned that this was a joint study between San Bernardino County and Riverside County. And so that CCA business plan failed. We defeated it in San Bernardino County, but the Council of Government in Riverside picked it up, and they ran with it. And they actually voted at the COG level to do this, and then it was up to the individual activists to push it out in each city. And the way this works is you have to get economies of scales of this. You have to get the big cities in a county to be involved. Well, they pushed it off over there in Temecula and Menifee and a couple other larger cities after they formed the JPA, which put all kinds of pressure on the JPA to buy their long-term electricity contracts because they couldn't get the volume discounts. And that's one reason for doing this, is the whole idea behind the JPA thing is, hey, look, we can get volume discounts, and they claim they can do it better than anybody else. But when has government done anything better than anyone else? So that's a sticker right there. But after that, we published a report. Jim and I published a report to the American Coalition of Sustainable Communities because these business plans were popping up. L.A. came up with a community choice aggregation plan. So did the South Bay. And we were locked and loaded. We went in with our critiques, our exact same plan that we used to defeat it in San Bernardino County. But through incrementalism, it got started in L.A. County, and it continues to move forward. This is a huge issue. And like I say, we were lucky enough to push it off in San Bernardino County and stave it off to some degrees. But you're dealing with huge, huge energy companies and a lot of bureaucracy and so on, and the California Public Utilities Commission, and this thing slowly moves forward. But the name of the report we have, and you can get it available at my website, which is iAgenda21.com. That's iAgenda21.com. You can download the entire report, which gives a history of what I'm talking about, how it all came about. We've got the video archives there. You can see what we did firsthand. So that's community choice aggregation. I don't want to spend a whole lot. It's very detailed. It's complex. But if I could, I'd like to move on to another visioning plan, which got me really involved in county government in around 2011. I didn't know a whole lot
please,
about
please speak on
government.
That, Dan. So we've got about 5 minutes left, so please take it away.
Yeah, you know, kind of visioning, whenever you hear the word visioning, your ears need to perk up, because that means it comes from agencies on elected boards, bodies, and commissions, and maybe even Indian tribes up in the Northwest areas. It has nothing to do with government, which is our elected form of government. It has everything to do with governance, which is through administrative law from agencies and so on. So the whole idea of the visioning process is, again, this went through the San Bernardino Council of Governments through a grant from the Metropolitan Planning Organization, the Southern California Association of Governments, and they had a lot of touchy-feely meetings, and finally all the cities, all the 26 cities of San Bernardino County signed on to this great idea about rationing water, about rationing electricity, land use, and so on. It goes on and on, reducing CO2 emissions, and it got codified. Well, I published a report, again, to the American Coalition for Sustainable Communities. Again, you can download it at my website. You can see what we did. It pretty much gave our argument, and for some reason, even the report was designed for sitting Republicans in office, because I don't know if you folks know this, but the Republican Party has, at the national, state, and local level here in California, as resolutions condemning sustainable development, which is the solution for climate change under Agenda 21. So with this particular plan, we did some lobbying, and we reminded the sitting Republicans that we gave them a PowerPoint that, you know, they're going against their own party. And it wasn't till, and remember, we started this in 2011. In October 2018, we got one city, Hesperia, in the high desert, to pull out of the countywide vision statement that they signed back in 2011. That's how difficult this thing is. But we got precedent. We've got our research. We've got our critiques. We've got our campaign scripts and so on. We went in there, and Hesperia saw our argument, and we got a 5-0 victory, which goes to show you, if you do your homework, you can win on these issues, but you got to stay on facts and stay away from opinion. And that's the reason for the reports and the public policy review that we publish. Very, very important stuff.
So, Dan, we've got a couple of minutes left here. I wanted to start with, could you please tell people where they can learn more about this? I know you have a fantastic website out there. Actually, I've cross-posted some of your stuff on my own website. Tell people where they can learn more about this and how they can maybe get involved, you know, in replicating some of the successes you guys have had in educating their communities.
Right. The easiest thing to do as far as becoming an activist, I mean, all you got to do is go to your city's website, go to the council agenda, take a look at it, and you'll start seeing things like land use. Real quickly, I just wanted to say a couple weeks ago we defeated SB 50 here, which was where the state was going to come in and take over local zoning for high-density housing in the cities. We defeated that. Now, this is the second year they've tried this. And remember, in California, we have a supermajority. So they're going to throw this against the wall again in 2020. Unheard of, unprecedented. They're not stopping. They won't let go. The law that leads. Sure. So you can get this information at my website, iAgenda21.com. And everything's there. We have articles about recent issues and archives and a lot of good information there. You can even email me if you have questions. The issues we're working on, Here's another one where we defeated last week, Measure EE, which was defeated in L.A. It was an initiative to add $160 per 1,000 feet of your residence for school bonds. And this one's a killer. In the legislature right now is AB 161, which is a bill to eliminate paper receipts to curb paper waste in the state. That's on top of the 2 years ago they passed the straw ban, so no more drinking straws in California. They're contraband.
So, Dan, well, we've only got probably a couple minutes left before the music starts. And am I right that you need to get off the line after this break?
I could stay on for another 10 minutes or so and talk about a couple other issues if you'd like.
Hi, this is Jay at the Pyra Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepyramall.com. That's thepyramall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rinse.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rinse.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal diseases, just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rentz.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
All right, folks, you are listening to the Power Hour. I'm your guest host, Alex Newman, filling in for the great Daniel Brigman today. What an honor and a pleasure it is to be able to speak to you guys today. I hope you've enjoyed hearing from our fantastic guests. We had Gary Gelino in the first hour. He is, of course, the guy in Southern California who runs the famous YouTube channel Grindall 61. If you have not seen the videos he's got there, I really encourage you to check it out. It's stuff that you're not going to see from the fake news. And then in the last segment, we had Dan Titus. He's become a friend. He's been really, really active in exposing and opposing this evil that is taking over California. He's the founder of Monolith Press. And he is also the founder of the American Coalition for Sustainable Communities. And, of course, his goal was to kind of take back the term sustainable, right? Because sustainable, it's got a nice ring to it. It's a nice idea. Unfortunately, when the sustainable development ideologists at the United Nations and their useful idiots and their minions here in the United States use that term, they mean something very different than what a normal person would mean. So huge, huge information, guys. I hope everybody paid attention. If you're just tuning in, I hope you'll go back and listen to the podcast because, folks, what's happening in California is going to happen all across America. As I've said multiple times on this program, California is kind of the model, right? It's the testing ground. They try it out there first, and then they spread it across America. And that's been true for decades now, and it's still true today. You know, that old cliche, so goes California, so goes the nation. It's a cliche because it's true. California is our largest state. It's our most significant state. It's got the largest economy of any state, and it is incredibly important that we pay attention. So, folks, please go back and listen to the podcast if you didn't hear that. Once again, I am your guest host. I'm Alex Newman. You're listening to the Power Hour. And in my normal life, I'm a correspondent for the New American Magazine. And I say normal life because right now I'm out on the road giving talks all across the country, really exposing the way they're going to achieve all this sustainable development. You know, they recognize, of course, that older Americans are never going to believe the ridiculous idea that our emissions of CO2, so-called, right, they make it sound so terrible. This is literally the gas you exhale, that our CO2 emissions are some kind of toxic pollution and that we need to give all our money and all of our freedom and all of our governing authorities over to the United Nations to protect us from this gas. You know, when you say it, it just sounds so asinine that no sane person would believe it. But they have a secret weapon, right? They have a secret tool in their arsenal. And that's why they sound so confident. You know, I'm sure you guys, some of you guys remember when George H.W. Bush went on national television. He said, we're building a new world order, and when we are successful, and we will be, right? Not a hint of doubt in that man's voice. And the reason why they're so confident, even though, you know, older Americans and older people around the world would instantly recognize this as an absurdity, is because they have, in America at least, 87% of our children in the government brainwash camps all day, every day, you know, 5 days a week for at least 12 years, even more if they go on to get an extra dose of brainwashing at the university level. And so if you listen to what these people are telling you, they'll tell you loud and clear that education is going to be the key to bringing about this totalitarian ideology, to imposing it on the planet. So take Agenda 21 as an example. If you go to Chapter 36, they'll tell you over and over and over again, education is the key tool, the key weapon in our arsenal to bring about this crazy sustainable development ideology. If you go to Agenda 2030, which was ratified much more recently, this was approved in 2015 by Barack Hussein Obama and all the other governments and dictators of the world. Barack Hussein Obama called it an executive agreement, and so we don't need Senate ratification or any of those quaint, outdated things anymore. You know, I searched my copy of the Constitution, by the way. I didn't find any reference to executive agreement, so my guess is Obama is just making this stuff up. But if you go into Agenda 2030, and it's a lot shorter and more readable than Agenda 21, they have 17 sustainable development goals. And as Gary was explaining earlier on in the program, climate change is, of course, at the heart of this. It kind of serves as the universal pretext for all this tyranny. But then you go to goal number 4, and it deals exclusively with education, which, as I mentioned, is the key tool to bring this all about. And so in the education section, you'll find out that all children need to be so brainwashed. They need to be so brainwashed that they won't just accept sustainable development. They won't just submit to sustainable development. They will be so brainwashed, so indoctrinated, that they will, according to the document, promote sustainable development. And it's got all these other, you know, nice buzzwords that sound so nice if you don't know anything about the UN. Human rights, right? Who could be opposed to human rights? Well, when you check out what the UN means by human rights, what they mean is the opposite of human rights as we understand them in America, right? Our founding fathers said very clearly, we are all created equal and we're endowed by our creator with certain inalienable rights. Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, of course, private property. And so these are real rights, right? These are negative rights. The concept that the government exists, and actually the founding fathers wrote this, that the government exists to secure these rights. That's why we establish governments. And so this was the idea that was at the heart of the foundation of our country, right? God gave us rights. We create governments to protect those rights. Those rights are negative rights, right? So the government can't restrict our ability to speak freely. The government cannot restrict our ability to pursue our religion, to worship God as our conscience dictates, as we understand God's word, to keep and bear arms for our own defense, to have a trial by jury, right, so that the government can't just willy-nilly arrest us. It has to be our fellow citizens who determine whether we're going to go sit in a cage, right? So this is the idea at the heart of the founding of America. But if you go to the UN's version of human rights, the UN Universal Declaration of Human Rights is a good place to start. I'll tell you right in there. Go to Article 29. None of these rights and privileges may be used contrary to the purposes and principles of the United Nations, right? Well, that's interesting. Imagine if the founders had written the First Amendment, Congress shall make no law infringing or restricting the freedom of speech, unless, of course, Congress doesn't like that speech or it goes against the principles that Congress approves of, and therefore, you know, and in that case, you can't speak anymore. In fact, we're going to put you in prison, right? So go to Article 29 of the UN Human Rights Document and read it for yourself. I mean, this is a complete repudiation of all true understandings of rights, and that's what we're dealing with, right? But they also tell you in Article 26, education shall be compulsory, and education shall, notice it's not may, but it shall further the activities of the United Nations. So even back in the 1940s, the UN told us that they were coming for our freedom and that education was going to be used and weaponized to bring about the kind of world they envisioned. And so this is what we need to understand, folks. The education system is the way they're getting away with this. They would never be able to succeed if they couldn't dumb down and indoctrinate 87% of Americans. And, of course, this is happening at the global level, too, now, right? The UNESCO, the UN's Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, has been bragging all the way from the start that they were going to use the government education system to weaponize our youth to create a global system. Right. They'll tell you, if you listen, you can go to the YouTube channel. They'll tell you we're going to a global education system. The Secretary General will tell you the point of the education system is to create green global citizens, right? Exactly the same rhetoric that we got from Arne Duncan, Obama's education secretary. This is what they believe, folks, and this is what they're telling you. You can find this stuff right on UNESCO's website. You can find this right on the Department of Education's website. This is not a secret. It's true. The New York Slimes won't tell you about this. The Washington Compost won't tell you anything about this. But it's the reality, right? They're not even hiding this information anymore. They're shouting it from the rooftops to anyone who will listen. And, folks, if we don't listen, if we don't take this threat seriously, we're going to lose everything that we hold dear. I mean, we're not just going to lose our children. And, you know, if you have something more dear to you than your children and, you know, maybe a relationship with God, I think you need to reexamine your priorities. But we're also going to be losing our churches. Is on the line, right? All of it. And so that's why I've decided to travel across the country and spread the word about this. Last time I was on with Daniel Brigman, your regular host for this wonderful radio program, The Power Hour. If you just tuned in, this is The Power Hour. I'm your guest. If you didn't hear that episode, you can go back and you can actually get a copy of this special report we did in the New American Magazine. It's called Rescuing Our Children. And it is basically a complete breakdown of everything that's going on in the public. So I guess I shouldn't say complete because there's so much that we didn't have space for. But what I show you is what's happening in the public school system. It was created to dumb down your children. It was created to turn your children into little indoctrinated humanists and socialists and communists. The guys who created this system bragged about it. They wrote about it in their essays. They spoke about it in their... The founder of our modern public education system. I mean, this guy was a self-described socialist. He described himself as a religious humanist. And the very first plank, the very first tenet of his religious humanist manifesto was that we religious humanists regard the universe as self-existing and not created. Well, what does the Bible say? Very first verse, in the beginning, God created, not self-existing, not John Dewey created, not man is God and man gets to decide what's right and wrong. God created, right? And then if you go a little further, Genesis chapter 3, it'll tell you that there was this sneaky snake, right? The devil, the adversary, said, hey, God knows that if you eat this fruit, ye shall be as gods, right? And that was the religion of John Dewey. John Dewey believed that men were little gods and that we could determine for ourselves what was right and wrong, that the only problem with people was that we just didn't have the right institutions, we didn't have the right collectivist mindset, those silly Christians, those silly individual freedoms that are holding back America and holding back progress. And so he set about to transform America, and he very, very wisely, you know, set up this government school system. And I mean, wisely from his point of view, right? If you're a totalitarian and you want to fundamentally transform the country, what's more powerful than armies and navies and, you know, meteors? Well, that is brainwashing the future leaders, the future decision makers. And that's exactly what he set out to do. And this system that he created has been a plague on humanity. It's been a plague on America. It's the reason why your kids don't know anything about our Constitution, anything about our founding principles, anything about our heritage. All they know is about how evil America is and how we need to burn it all down and become good little green global citizens or slaves on their globalist plantation. That is, if we're lucky enough to survive, right? I just went through the Georgia Guidestones, put a video of that up on my YouTube channel. Basically, you know, the very first plank of their little Georgia Guidestones, I suspect it was Ted Turner, the founder of the Communist News Network, CNN, who put those up. But they say, we need to maintain humanity in perpetual balance with nature, right? We get less than 500 million people and make sure we never get more people than that. Well, hey, if my math is correct, that means we need to get rid of about 6.5 billion human beings, right? That's crazy, folks. That's absolutely crazy. And to anybody with common sense, that is ludicrous, right? I don't understand why Ted Turner and these guys who love population control so much, why don't they lead by example, right? I mean, there's plenty of ways that they could help us reduce the population. Ted Turner, of course, had 5 children. So he obeyed God's command to be fruitful and multiply. But he doesn't want you to do that, right? He would rather you not have any children. In fact, he would rather you not exist because you're consuming his precious resources. You're taking up the space that he thinks should be dedicated to buffaloes and, lizards and whatnot. So these people are nuts, folks. These people are totally nuts, and yet they control the education of our children. So that is my message to you today, folks. All of this that you've been hearing about, all the craziness going on in California, you know, we don't even get me started on the education system in California. It is like lunacy on steroids, right? I got a video from a mother a couple months ago. They had filmed in a meeting between school officials and parents. They asked the assistant superintendent there, Kerry Torres, hey, why are you teaching our children pedophilia in the classroom? And, in a sane world, the assistant superintendent would have said, wait a minute, you're absolutely nuts. Where would you get such a crazy idea? We would never teach pedophilia to the children, but you need to go watch the video. She actually said, well, you know, it's a sexual orientation that has occurred in history, so we think it's really important to teach the children about child rape, right? Think about this, folks. They're teaching the children that pedophilia, the rape of children, is a sexual orientation. And Gary mentioned in the first hour, you know, you can't criticize protected classes. Well, now in California, sexual orientation is a protected class. The House of Representatives just recently passed the Equality Act that makes it illegal to discriminate based on sexual orientation. And we have video proof. In fact, I have the curriculum they were using in this Brea Olinda School District in California, teaching the children that child rape is a sexual orientation. Folks, project the lines, right? Where is this going? What do you think? How long before you need to hire a pedophile to run your Sunday school ministry for children because you don't want to discriminate based on sexual orientation? And again, we all recognize that as crazy. We all recognize that as wicked and insane and ludicrous. But when this is what you're brought up with, when this is what you're exposed to, from the time you're in kindergarten to the time you graduate from college, you grow up thinking this way, right? And then, of course, they're making superheroes out of people like Harvey Milk, right? The child rapist who was the first ultimately elected homosexual in America. You know, they're building this guy up to be some kind of superhero of, you know, civil rights and the LGBT community. But what they don't tell you is that he was raping underage boys, and some of them went on to go kill themselves. They were so scarred by the abomination that this man had perpetrated against them. So, folks, dangerous, dangerous stuff. And we've only got about less than 10 minutes now. Man, time flies when you're having fun. It's been such an honor and a pleasure to be with you. And, I can't thank Daniel, your regular host of the Power Hour, enough for letting me be on the program and just talk to you about what's on my heart. But, folks, I hope you'll go to thenewamerican.com. If you go to thenewamerican.com/rescuingourchildren, you can get copies of the special report. So we're trying to get 1 million copies of this out by the end of 2019. We know we can do it. We've done it before. But we need everybody out there who values our freedom, who values our children, to help us with this mission. You know, back in 2007, the New American Magazine, which is published by the John Birch Society, by the way, a phenomenal organization named after a Christian missionary to China, John Birch, who was taking the gospel to the people of China. And then during World War II, he reluctantly joined military intelligence. He put his ministry on kind of a temporary hold and served his country. And then he was murdered by Chinese communists shortly after World War II ended. But great guy. So that's why the society is named after Captain John Birch. But this special report, thenewamerican.com/rescuingourchildren, we need to get 1 million copies of it out. And as I mentioned, we've done this before, right? Back in 2007, we were working on exposing the North American Union. You know, Gary Gilano and I talked about that in the first hour of this program. You know, this USMCA is basically North American Union turbocharge. And back in 2007, the New American Magazine got out 1 million copies of our special report on this, both in digital form and in print form. And we don't just give them out willy-nilly. You know, we normally target opinion molders, radio hosts, leaders in the community, business people, members of Congress. And so we got 1 million copies of this out. And the guy who was the point man for this agenda, his name was Robert Pastor. He passed away a few years ago. But he was working for the Council on Foreign Relations. He was running leading the charge for what they call the North American community, just like how they set up, you know, European community in Europe, excuse me. They were planning to do the same thing here. But because of the efforts of the John Birch Society, because of the efforts of the New American Magazine and getting out 1 million copies of that special report, because of the efforts of the Eagle Forum, Robert Pastor wrote in his book, said it was because of the Eagle Forum and the John Birch Society that they were not able to make progress on further integrating the United States with Mexico and Canada throughout the Bush regime and throughout the Obama regime. So, folks, your activism works. This stuff works. If you get involved, if you expose these people, we can stop them. We can maintain it. But we can't just sit back and expect that other people are going to do this for us. You know, even if Trump turns out to be everything that we all hope he will be, he can't do it alone, right? We are facing a battle against evil. We are facing a battle against organized forces that would love to destroy our nation, that would love to abolish our freedoms, would love to merge us into what they describe as their little new world order. And folks, they're going to get their way if we don't react, if we don't respond, if we don't expose them and do the right thing. So, folks, I'm talking to you, right? You right there who's listening on your computer. You right there who's listening to this radio program. We all are in this together, and we all need to be involved. We're all part of the solution. And that's going to look different for everybody, right? Everybody's got different skills. God has given everybody different talents and abilities and resources. You know, some of us might have a lot of time and not a lot of money. Okay, great. We need activists who have time to help us get the word out, to help us spread information, to make those phone calls, to, you know, get involved in political campaigns, go to City Hall with your cell phone camera and record what's going on there. We need folks like you. Then there's other folks listening right now and say, well, I don't have any time. You know, I work 18 hours a day. I don't have a single second left to even, you know, sleep, much less, you know, get involved in activism. But hey, maybe you're pulling down a six-figure salary. Well, hey, your six-figure salary is going to be absolutely meaningless if we're all serfs in a new world order. So contribute some of that. You know, support radio programs like this one. Support activists who are out on the front line standing up against this. Support organizations that are leading this battle for our freedom, for our nation. And again, folks, I'm going to be traveling all across the country. I know people all over America and even beyond America are listening to this program right now. So, folks, if you want to come hear the talk, if you want a real, if you want a kind of a snapshot of how atrocious the government indoctrination system has become and what the solutions are, you know, that's a key part of this talk, too, is not just to tell you everything that's wrong with the education system. You guys all know that. At least you have a sense of it. But also what we can do about it, right? We need an exodus from the government schools. We need to get children into the safe sanctuary of homeschools and Christian schools and private schools where they can get a real education, where they can learn real history and real science, where they can learn how to read the correct way using phonics. Right, so I'll tell you all about the solutions to that. You can find out all the details at libertysentinel.org/tour. Folks, you also need to go to the website for the Power Hour. You need to find us online. Make sure you're listening every day. This is where you're going to get the information that you need to stay free. And also, you know, as I mentioned multiple times on this program, my day job, if you will, is writing for the New American Magazine. I haven't written anything in a while because I'm on this speaking tour. That's why I'm in New York City. That's why we had all that noise earlier. Man, I didn't realize New York was so incredibly noisy. I'm kind of rushing to Connecticut right now for the Red Pill Expo this weekend. G. Edward Griffin, who, of course, has been involved with the John Birch Society back in since the 60s, is hosting this Red Pill Expo. And so, folks, get involved. Go to thenewamerican.com. Sign up for a subscription. You know, very, very, very affordable. Even if you don't do that, make sure you get the daily headlines in your inbox every day. These are free. If daily is too much for you, you know, I know how it is. We're all flooded with emails, right? You can always get weekly or even monthly. So make sure you're getting that information, guys, because that is the information that is really going to keep us free. The one thing that these insiders, that the deep state cannot withstand is public scrutiny, is an awakened populace who knows what they're doing, who knows who they are, who knows what they're up to, who knows how they work. That is what they cannot withstand, because the American people, we don't even need a majority of the American people, right? I mean, I've been studying this over the last few days. I was in Philadelphia yesterday, got to go to Independence Hall. You know, when our founding fathers decided to establish this country, they put their lives and their fortunes and their sacred honor on the line to fight for freedom, to fight for God, and to resist tyranny. Fortunately, we don't need to do anything nearly that dramatic, right? Getting involved in the freedom fight today is not usually risking your life. You don't have to put your fortunes on the line or your sacred honor. So we have a responsibility to do this, folks. We can learn from our founding fathers. I'm talking to you. right? You listening to my voice right now, I'm talking to you. You can get involved and you can make all the difference in the world. You know, you may give that crucial piece of information that wakes up that crucial person who will go on to become a, you know, a leader in this fight for our freedom, for our independence. You know, folks, I just, I can't overemphasize how important it is for everybody to get involved. And again, we don't need a majority, right? With a dedicated minority willing to stand on the truth, willing to stand for what's right, willing to stand for principle, to stand for freedom, to stand for what we know to be true, that we ought to be free, that our country ought to be independent, that we ought to maintain our God-given rights. Right, if we just have a decent number of people willing to stand up for those, and we have millions across America, we need millions more, but there's already so many good people out there in this fight. If we can bring some more people into this, I think we have a real chance of protecting our freedom. You know, we need to be optimistic, and we have good reason for optimism, right? The 2016 election, regardless of what you think of Trump, was incredible because it really signified, I think, the death knell of the establishment propaganda machine's control over the narrative, right? All their propaganda organs combined couldn't stop Donald Trump. So, guys, it's a great time to be alive. It's a great time to be an American. It's a great time to be involved in the freedom fight. This, once again, for those of you who are just recently tuning in, you are listening to the Power Hour. I am your guest host today, Newman, filling in for Daniel Brigman, one of the most dynamic and powerful radio hosts in the world. I hope a lot of you are regular listeners. If you're not, you need to be a regular listener. Once again, go to the website and go to thenewamerican.com. Find out the information that the establishment media is trying to keep from you. And please, folks, get involved. Our country is worth it. Our freedom is worth it. Our children are worth it. And you can help stop this evil agenda. So, folks, once again, I'm Alex Newman filling in for Dan Brigman here on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you all, and God bless America.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.